All right. So now we are done with our minor items. And now we are on to our two sketch plats for the PM session of the DRB today. So the next item is going to be item, and Ms. Garcia, you will be up on this, on these next two. Next one is item number 10, project PR 2022-007466, application number PS 2022-00160. This is a sketch plat for lot consolidation from 12 lots into one lot. So Ms. Garcia, please proceed.
Okay, thank you. Hi, just to say that we're here for the sketch plat comments in regards to this item. Our understanding is the applicant intends on developing some townhomes in that area. And so we're just here for the comments. Thank you.
Thank you much. Thank you very much, Ms. Garcia. All right, let's go to DRB comments. Water Authority, please.
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. For the sketch plat, on a plat, there's some language that I put down on my written comments that we're looking for a plat. When we don't know what's going to be constructed there, there's some language in there that we like to make sure that it's, we don't guarantee that that it'll have adequate water and sewer services since we don't know what's going to be out there. The area does have water and sewer utilities on Silver, so, which could be done with routine connections. And that's all I have.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Garcia, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Conchetta Trujillo, code enforcement. Our comments are as follows. Replat must meet all the requirements of the IDO, section 5-3, access and connectivity, and section 5-4, subdivision of land. Code enforcement has no comments at this time and no objections.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Parks and Recreation.
Bill Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. No comments for this case.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hydrology?
Obvious are with hydrology. No comments on the plat in action. Any future development on this project will require a grade and drainage plan.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Transportation.
Ernest Army Ho, Transportation. 5-foot sidewalks are required along frontage of Silver and Jefferson. Make sure that you have a 4-foot clear path around any obstructions within that sidewalk. Meet minimum right-of-way widths required for each of the roads fronting the site along with roadway width. Dedicate right-of-way such that right-of-way encompasses all public sidewalk. Provide curves at each intersection corner to also make sure that site distance requirements can be met. Any unused curb cuts shall be replaced with curb and sidewalk. If future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a TCL will be required before building permit. For site development, please provide a traffic scoping form to determine if TIS will be required.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Armijo.
Thank you very much. Let's go to planning, Mr. Webb.
Over Webb with planning. First set of comments are just our standard comments for documentation and signatures. So let us know as you're moving forward if you need any assistance or have any questions on those. And then towards the bottom, we have some development notes just specific to that area. And then townhome and residential development are going to have more as it moves forward. But just let us know. We're happy to work with you or the developer to help get those questions answered.
Okay. Yeah, we're not assisting the developer with the construction, just the platting information.
Okay.
But we forwarded the comments, and so we'll alert him to contact you to get any answers if he has any questions in regards to the development itself.
Thank you.
All All right. Thank you very much, everyone. That concludes VRB comments for the sketch plat. So let's go on now to item number 11, PR 2022-006448. Application number PS 2022-00162. This is a sketch plat to vacate a 20-foot wide public access and sanitary sewer easement. Ms. Garcia, this is yours as well, so please proceed as you wish.
Perfect, thank you. If you could kind of display that a little.
I'm bringing it up right now.
Perfect, thank you. We are here requesting to vacate a sewer line easement. It's currently right in the middle of the property, making the site difficult to develop. And so after talking to the engineer and the applicant, it is my understanding that there is a, if you could zoom in towards the southern portion of that site,
sure.
Mr. Rodenbeck, there is a manhole on the south side of the property, which is for sewer. And so the applicant intends on using that manhole for sewer connection. And so our expectation is that there would need to still be access to that sanitary sewer manhole. And so the expectation is that we would not necessarily vacate that sewer access easement, but to kind of relocate it to allow for access to that manhole. But beyond that, that's really all we're doing with this particular request.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Garcia. Let's go to DRB comments now. Water Authority.
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. Pretty much my comment is on that manhole that terminates the line. We'd like to see a 20-foot wide easement that may be extended out 10 feet so we can access the manhole. According to the plat right now, we don't have any, you've vacated all the easement, and we still need some easement to access that manhole. That's all I have.
Okay, perfect. Yes, so we are planning on drawing in that that proposed easement, vehicular access easement, which would be closer to 57th Street, kind of starting at the driveway entrance and then just kind of leading to that area. And once we have that, we'll reach out to you, show you, and see if that would be acceptable to you.
Okay, because there's an existing easement along the sewer line south of there that's 20 feet wide. And we just need that easement to continue up to the manhole.
So are you talking about on the southern lot, tract A1A?
Yes.
And so you're saying that there's not an easement in that area?
No, there is an existing easement on lot A1A. And I'm just saying continue that easement so we can cover the terminal manhole at this line.
Yes, and the intent is to still maintain that. It would just kind of look a little bit different than what it looks like now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Let's go to code enforcement.
Concerto Hill Code Enforcement, comments are as follows. Property must meet the requirements of the IDO, Section 5-3, Access and Connectivity, and Sections 5-4 for subdivision of land. No further comments or objections at this time.
Thank you.
All right,
let's go to Parks and Recreation.
Gerald Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. 57th Street Northwest is a minor collector requiring street trees if new development is applicable per IDO 56B.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's go to hydrology.
Hydrology refers to water authority and transportation on the proposed vacation of easements. Any future development will require grading and drainage plan approval. Just had a quick question, clarification. So that sewer easement extends further south?
Yes, that's my understanding, is that it does extend further south. My understanding is that this easement was placed in the at the location to allow for, I believe, sewer access to the northern lot, which is at track C1A. So yes, that's my understanding that they that it's to provide sewer to that northern lot. However, that northern lot's already been developed. it currently has a auto zone on the site, and their sewer connection does not run south, from what
I understand. So, no, the reason why I was asking, because, you know, Water Authority needed vehicular access, I was wondering if that, since there's a existing easement to the south, if that was already accessible to this manhole, so you won't have to provide additional easements if that's, there's the access from the south. That's all I had.
Right, and I don't think that they have access from the south, because that is a separate development. I think it's an apartment complex, which...
Well, you know, I was wondering if there's a public utility easement on top of, that's why I was asking if it's to the south of your property, if there takes this easement extended to the south.
Oh, yes, there is.
So then typically they have access if there's an easement there, I mean. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was getting at. So okay. You may not have to provide access, additional easement.
Okay, we'll take a look at that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Bizar. Let's go to transportation.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. We have no objection to this for any future development. If it's not going to be submitted to DRB, a TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go to planning. Mr. Webb?
Sure, Robert Webb with planning. Again, we just had our standard comments for documentation and signatures and some development notes for if they go through the development process, there could be some changes, but specifically public notice, for section 6.1, table 6.1.1, and expirations for table 6.4.3, and procedure per 6.6M for vacation, and replat per 6.6K for minor or 6.6L for major. And just let us know if you need any help.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So that concludes the DRB comments for the sketch plat for item number 11. So we do have another matter under other matters.
Thank you.